Shabbat Shalom, everyone, and welcome to Parashat Yitro. Today, in this week's Parasha, we're going to read about the receiving of the Torah, the Ten Commandments. There's nothing more important. This is something we waited for to achieve from the beginning, from Genesis. And yet, I'm not going to speak about the Ten Commandments. I'm going to speak about the hero of this week, of course, Yitro, Jethro. Jethro, Yitro, the father-in-law of Moshe. Somebody that comes from the Midianites, he receives Moses to his home after Moses saved his daughters. And from that, he became a very close person. In the beginning, we hear Moses goes with how it is his wife. He leaves it in his father-in-law home. Then they're reunited. And after the Exodus, Jethro comes, takes all his stuff and comes to him. And of course, like you do, you give some good advice about how to maintain the nation. We should have judges. We should have good advice. But now I want to talk about the major lessons we learn from Yitro, from Jethro, because he is not an ordinary person. If you think he's only a person who lives there and is a tribe and comes here and gives a message or so, and also happened to be the father of Zipporah, I think that fundamentally we understand something amazing and deep about the person and what he teaches us. And it's not a mistake that this person receives the merit, the zchut, to be naming the parasha, the portion of the Ten Commandments, in his name. And let's talk about it for a second. Number one, the person here, Jethro, did a life-changing mission. He came to the world to be in an older age, and in a very, very old age, it changes his life. Not only that, he welcomes guests to his home. It sounds familiar. I think there's a similarity here to a person named Avraham, who also made a change in a very late change of his life, and also we know that he welcomed guests. The word says, Vaishma Yitro, Yitro heard. Heard about the miracles that happened to the people of Israel in Egypt, heard about the splitting of the ocean, heard about the war against the Amalekites, and he came. I think there's two deep messages to learn here from Jethro. Number one, he heard. Number two, he came. He heard and he came. How many times we all hear a message? How many times we all hear a calling? You come, you listen, somebody gives a message and everybody listens and it stops there. You go back to your home and you continue with your daily mundane life, because this is what we are. We're human beings. We hear a lot of things. There's not a lot of spans of attention. And we hear, then we continue. But Jethro, Yitro, it's not the case with him. He hears something. He hears about miracles. He hears about God. And he decides to go and actually do something, perform something, change something in his life. The second thing is he came. Think about a person who needs to leave everything back at home. He was probably there in Midian, living well with his tent, with everything he had, and he decided to come to the desert. He wandered, he left his comfort zone. He did something that most people would think is crazy, to leave your home. Who does that? But this person comes, leaves everything, and with all those challenges, goes with his belief. He heard and he came. Not only that, read the verses very, very precisely and you're going to see something amazing. He uses one word over and over again. And the word is tov, good. Although he comes and gives advice, and people usually don't like when people are giving them advice, he comes with good heart, good eyes, good. And people can see and notice. When you come from the right place, when you come from a good place, people notice. And when he uses the words tov, good, over and over again, you understand where he comes from. He comes from a clear heart. He comes from a perspective of somebody who saw and learned and knows a lot, and yet hears and decides to make a difference, to change his life. It also teaches us something that nobody said before. Blesses God. He says, bless God for all the things they did to you. He was the first person who claims blessing God. Show how much compassion, how much goodwill, good eyes, when you see God's actions and you praise him. Usually human beings don't need to praise God, but this is something we need to learn. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. Praising and saying thank you is something very important. He appreciates Moses and comes to him. He appreciates his daughter and leaves everything after that. And he appreciates God. And he tells all the people, you should know better. You should bless God and thank him for everything he did. The last thing I want to say is this. What made initially Yitro decide to leave everything in the back, hear what he did, and come forth? And what was his advice? If you think about it, he comes to Moshe and tells him, you have too many people over your head. You need to work very hard as a judge, as a ruler. You need to bring people under you. Sarei asarot, sarei meot. One person for the tenth, one person for the hundreds, one person for the thousands. More judges, more leaders. I think when reading the Ten Commandments, this story, to be an introduction to the story, tells you something very profound. Yitro was a leader. He decided to do something for the benefit of the good of others. He decides to take away from his comfort zone and move forward to a new place of leadership. And he not only stops there, he also educates Moses, Moshe, to do the same. This nation, the people of Israel, they need to be leaders. One of every 10 needs to take a responsibility. One of every 100 is going to be a person in charge. The vast majority of the people wants to stay at their home in their comfort zone. Even when they hear the most beautiful, inspiring lecture, they continue with their life. Yitro teaches us a profound lesson and message, and he says, you don't stay at that point, you take it and you move forward. You become a leader, a shaker, a mover. You need to get inspired by certain things in life, and these things came to you precisely. You heard and you came. Many people can hear, but it was a message to you, just like Abraham at that time. Heard and came, heard and moved, heard and changed his ways. And when he comes with this message to the people of Israel, to Moshe, he says the people need to be leaders. You need to be in charge, to take responsibility, to move and shake. Don't stay at your home in your comfort zone. Don't stay into your area of, oh, I'm good, I'm comfortable, I know what's happening around me. You go to the desert. You change your ways, even in an old age, even a big move. This is exactly what puts people in greatness. Move and shake. If you're going to do such a thing, you, Yitro, that came from the Midianites, that came from outside of the nation, becomes a symbol of a leader, becomes a symbol of truth, become a symbol of a person that in his name, in his merit, the very basic, fundamental showcase of Judaism, the Ten Commandments, is going to be named upon. And if it's not worth enough, I don't know what's worth more. Wishing you all a Shabbat Shalom. Let's move. Let's listen. Let's be the leaders we need to aspire to be. Shabbat Shalom.